By the slimmest of margins, New York will slip from 27 to 26 congressional districts after next year's elections, now that the 2020 census figures show the state's population is not growing as fast as most other states. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt has the latest.
The slower population gains in the upstate regions west of Albany will likely result in one fewer seat there. Democrats control the governor's seat and hold a supermajority in both houses of the legislature. They appoint the members of the state's redistricting commission, which then draws the new lines. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says it's likely that upstate's four Republican congressional seats could be consolidated into just three that favor GOP voters.
Supermajorities both houses is obviously a bad omen for Republican members of the House of Representatives.
A likely choice for redrawing is the district now held by Representative Tom Reed of Corning. Reed, facing sexual harassment allegations, has announced he's not seeking re-election, so the seat will be open in the November 2022 elections. Horner says the Democratic supermajority control of both houses of the legislature is also likely bad news for Republicans in the state Senate. The GOP is in the minority party in both houses, but in the Senate, they still hold several key seats where the population is growing the slowest.
Population losses are really in the upstate area, pretty much west of the Hudson Valley and north of the Hudson Valley. And those are areas where the Republicans have the strongholds that they have in New York, or in those areas.
The chair of the state's Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, in a statement blamed the population shift on what he says is the failed leadership of Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo's been governor for 10 years. The Redistricting Commission won't receive the more detailed block-by-block population data until late in September. It will then have to have the new districts completed before petitioning begins for the June primaries next February. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.